Ann Coulter, Andrew Breitbart brought in those having doubts about the edifice of liberalism. By Robert Krajicek on March 3, 2022. Ann Coulter said Andrew Breitbart helped win over liberals doubting their ideology as she reflected on the Breitbart News founder's legacy on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Breitbart held the power of persuasion, Coulter said on the 10-year anniversary of Breitbart's passing. She said Breitbart helped sway liberals disillusioned with their own ideological and philosophical assumptions. "One of the things I liked about him was how many people he kept bringing into the fold," she stated. "He would find all of these Hollywood people, in particular, because that's where he lived, those are the ones he met, who were starting to have doubts about the edifice of liberalism, and he'd bring them in." Breitbart Middle. Ann Coulter, March 1, 2022. Coulter warned some slogans associated with Breitbart lost some of the man's charm and humor in translation. She explained, "It wasn't just the war and fight hard and they are the enemy. In the translation, it seems, it comes across a little more hardcore and not as much fun. Andrew, Breitbart, he was a lot of fun. Everything was said with a wink and a smile, and he was so hilarious. Humor can leaven the most aggressive point. And he was very, very good at that. So yes, war, but then a joke." Only 36% of voters say President Joe Biden is fit enough to lead the nation, according to a Harvard/Harris poll published on Sunday. A majority of American adults, 54%, describe Biden as lacking the mental sharpness required to be an effective president, according to a recent Washington Post/ABC News poll. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.